And the background music there of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 493. As our theme wraps up there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi. And we're coming up on 14 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 35 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and also streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, 14 before 12 noon. Temperature reading of 35 degrees and bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, bring him in, say good morning to Mr. Ray Conkle. Ray, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, great. Having good. A great day.
Good. And it was so good to meet you in person yesterday. Yes, we sure enjoyed you yesterday. A wonderful time at the Concertina Bowl, huh?
Likewise for me. You bet. That was a fun day.
Yep. And that was your first time ever, huh?
Yep. Right. Always, for some reason, while we're running a band, you know, you can't make those.
Right. Yeah. And it was the same for us. We had other things going on all these years, and this year everything just clicked. And, boy, I'll tell you, the folks we were with there, we just thoroughly enjoyed ourselves all day long. But it was a special treat to see you play. My goodness, Ray.
Oh, thank you.
You certainly don't look your age, my goodness, and you don't play like a 92-year-old either. You play like you're about 40 years old. I mean, goodness sakes, you really, really handle that concertina well.
Yeah, well, been at it a long time and still learning.
Yeah, isn't that something? And it seems like it's good therapy for a person. Playing that concertina,
right.
It just keeps you young.
Right. It's good to hear others, you know.
Yeah.
You always pick up something.
Absolutely.
You will probably give something, you know, but that's the way it is.
That's right. That's right. Well, just for the folks that have never met you, don't know your background, can you give us a brief little synopsis where you were born and raised and how you got to play in the concertina?
Well, I was born here just around the corner from where I live.
Uh-huh.
And I was my folks moved to a little town called Arnett, and I was raised there. And
okay.
I went to one room to a schoolhouse, and then we wound up going to high school.
Okay. Very good. And then music, did you take music in school at all?
Pardon me?
Did you take music in school at all? You know, did you learn any horns or anything?
No.
Nothing.
I just picked up the concert. My brother Bob played the trumpet, but he didn't continue on that. So
okay.
But I stayed with the concert. I was very young. Yeah, I learned that. Well, anyway, how I learned why I wanted to play the concert. We stopped after church to my grandfather's house.
Uh huh.
And he had one of those old wind up Victrolas, you know?
Yeah.
And he had some 78 on OKEH label, the Whoopie John.
Okay.
And it's concertina orchestra. And my Uncle Greg played that. And it was a Chicago waltz on one side and an Ellen Polka on the other side, you know, with the Whoopie John and the old concertina band.
Sure.
And both were in the key of E. And I said, when he played that, I said, whatever that man is playing, that's what I want to play.
Okay.
And I didn't know what a concertina even was. I was pretty young.
Oh, yeah. So what did you get for our first concertina?
I don't remember. My aunt took me to market, and we went to a concertina shop and picked one up, and it's all history from there. You know?
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, through the years, you really developed. Now, did you do something else for an occupation besides music? Did you make your living on something else?
Yes. I moved to Milwaukee and worked at a machine shop doing work, and then I was doing, before I went to Milwaukee, and I was in school yet, in grade school.
Uh-huh.
I was playing showers and showers, weddings, and a little bit. I think, early high school or late grade school.
Okay.
And I was about 14 when I first picked up a concertina and worked from there. And eventually, I moved to Milwaukee, and then I got a job in a machine shop and played nightclubs.
Okay. Okay.
For side.
Uh-huh.
And then I joined the Navy.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, and then in 1951, and then I was 4 years in the service, and I had my concertina with me.
You did?
So, yep. I chose the Navy Air Group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was stationed at various different naval air stations, and then I was assigned to a ship called the Randolph, USS Randolph.
Okay.
It was an attack aircraft carrier, and that was good.
Okay.
We had 3,200 people on the ship.
Uh-huh.
And I had some Bernie Roberts and Six Fat Dutchman records on board, and there was a chief warrant officer who was listening to me playing the records, and he happened to play the tuba. And I said, well, he wanted me to play for the troops on an entertainment committee.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, do you play tuba? He said, yeah. He listened to the Six Fat, and Bernie Roberts said, no problem. And there we were.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was a good experience then.
Right, and then after my discharge, I went back to Milwaukee, and I just didn't like the big city life. I came back to Stevens Point area, and there was a little band called the Jolly Doughboys.
Okay.
And so I played with them for a while, and then I just took over the band and then raised it from a 5-piece to 8-piece.
Okay.
Or 7, you know, and then, and again, it just grew into what I have now.
Uh-huh.
And then after a few years with my big band, running a big band, I decided to, I went with the Rainbow Valley Dust for Ray Call. We were good friends.
And yeah.
He was Larry. As a matter of fact, I filled in for the Rainbow Valley Dust a few times before I joined him.
Uh-huh.
Because Larry, the concertina player, had some health issues. And so I filled in with the band. And the first time I played with the band, I never played with it before, And it was on a TV show, WFRV TV in Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
So I sight read the music.
Oh my goodness!
On the camera.
Uh-huh.
Ray was worried in the sales, but it was, you know, we were on the same page. The
yep.
music was there.
Yep.
And I knew how to play. I knew how to read. You know.
Yep. Yep.
And that's the way it was. And then later, Larry moved to New Ulm area.
Uh-huh.
And then Ray asked if I knew of any concert player that would fit in the band. And, of course, you had to be able to read. And I made up my mind. I said, I'll do it, you know.
Sure.
So I had to play out the jobs I had booked. And then I joined that band. I was almost 20 years with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you were that long? Wow.
Yep. It was a good band. It was a good one.
Oh, really, really good band. Through the years, they had such great musicians. I think one of the Rainbow Valley Dutchmen was there yesterday playing trumpet. I think I seen Jens Jensen up there playing, huh?
Yeah, Jens was in the band with me.
Yeah. A great guy, you bet.
He's a wonderful musician, too. Good.
Good trumpet ball, man, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's neat. And
top shelf.
You bet. And somewhere along the way, you must have found Jermaine. You got married, huh?
Yeah, right. When I was in the Navy, I was my four-year term was up. I was 51 to 55, and it was February 55. But before, we were caught in a hurricane, and it beat up the ship pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
And then we went, and I was, the ship went to the dry dock, and I got transferred from the ship to a naval air station in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Okay.
And I decided I didn't want to. They were trying to get me to re-enlist.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But I got married just before I was discharged.
Okay. Oh, good for you. And
yeah.
Where was Jermaine from?
Locally, right here.
Oh, she was. So you knew her. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, good.
So everything worked out well. So I came back and got married, and I had to go back for a few more months, and then we got married in October, and I was discharged in February.
Okay, very good. And how many years of marriage now? Do you know right offhand?
This October is going to be 70.
70 years this year. My goodness. Like Paul Harvey used to say, on the way to forever.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's awesome. How many kids? How many kids do you have?
Three.
Three of them?
I have a daughter, Diane, my son, Chester, and my son, Dale.
Oh, yeah. And I think a couple of them were there.
My daughter has two twin girls.
Okay.
Ashley and Nicole. Nicole lives in Plymouth, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And she now has a family of three kids.
Okay.
And she was there last night.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. And the other one, Ashley, her twin sister, lives in Marysville, Ohio, which is near Columbus.
Okay.
And she has three children.
Oh, yeah.
We've only seen one of them, so.
Okay.
That's a long walk out there.
That is. That's right. Well, that's great. So, all through the years.
You know, family, being in a band playing and not being a local band, you know, it's tough on a family.
It is.
I was a superintendent at the university over here. And,
uh-huh.
And I was on call, you know, 24/7.
Yeah.
And I was. Do the quip say, every time I drive in a driveway, the kids would say, Mom, we got company. I think Dad's home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know.
With my big band, I was gone a lot, too.
Oh.
You know, and with Dorsha, I was on the road a lot. So.
And that's the truth. You know, if you're going to be good, you have to be out there and play.
You got to love it.
Yeah. And when you book these jobs, a lot of times they're booked a year or more in advance, and you don't know what's going to happen in a year's time. And
but
you're committed to it, and so that's the downside of being in the entertainment field. But a lot of people do it and are successful.
Yeah, see, Ray lived 70 miles from here in Menasha.
Oh yeah,
so I used to drive to his house, but then when we'd play on the eastern Wisconsin side, I'd go there.
Yep.
And go with the band, but then when we'd play anywhere, I just drove right to the place.
Sure.
Especially in the wintertime, it's tough.
Oh, it
you
is.
You get in a cold car at zero.
Yeah.
And you go and park your car, they picks you up at a station, and then you go and I'm not complaining, but that's just life. Then you go on and load the van, and
yep.
it's winter time.
Yeah.
You gotta go over and back into your car. Anyways, I drove right to the job. It was easier on me.
Absolutely. And boy, I'll tell you, in your 92 years, you have seen some real winters compared to this year, huh?
Yeah, really.
This year has been a real cakewalk. I mean, it's just been mild. We've had just a couple of weeks of zero or below weather, but otherwise the rest has been all spring-like or fall-like weather, so it's been unheard of.
When I had my band, my big band, and also with the Dorster band, I used to average around, just playing, around 23,000-24,000 miles a year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's
so
getting around.
Right. We were playing, you know, then we had to do TV shows. We'd do two shows a week. Weekend, we'd do a taping, and then we'd do a live.
Okay.
And you know how that goes.
Absolutely, yes.
You've been there and done that.
Yep, for sure. Well, Ray, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
That's great.
Okay, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And the St. Joe Meat Market is federally inspected, number 8916. And that means that we have an inspector on duty on Mondays, our butcher day, and then spot checked all week long by the same inspector. This inspector works right alongside of our personnel on the butcher floor. The inspector inspects your animal alive as it comes through the door. They are trained to check all the organs as the animal is being butchered, looking for any possible abnormalities, disease, or sickness. They make sure that your animal is slaughtered in a humane and sanitary way. The federal stamp is placed on the hog or beef carcass after the inspector has approved that the animal has been thoroughly cleaned, free of any dirt or residue, and that all of the internal organs were healthy. You can rest assured that when you have your animal, beef or pork, slaughtered and processed at the St. Joe Meat Market, it is clean, wholesome, appetizing for you and your family and friends to eat and enjoy. Your animal, after slaughter, is hung in our environment-controlled coolers, with hogs being processed to your specifications later in the same week and beef the following week with the normal week to 10 days age. One of our trained and professional staff calls you after your animal passes inspection for your processing information. Cutting, wrapping, trimming, grinding the hamburger, papering the steaks, and freezing is our usual and customary process. Yes, your animal comes in the back door and is ready for your freezer in a professional and timely manner. Call this week to schedule your animal for slaughter. The number, 320-363-7335, and that's 320-363-7335 for the St. Joe Meat Market. Ray, for being our guest on the show, and you know, you've been here before already, you know how it works. We put up a nice meat package and get that to you. And in this case, we were able to bring it along to you yesterday, so you already have it. How's that working
great.
Out for you?
Everything was just great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so
You've
welcome.
You've done that before, and it's good stuff, I'll tell you.
Well, great. And
it's the greatest.
Yeah, it was just awesome. You know, we both benefit. We could save the postage on getting the package to you, and it was just a unique way of meeting and getting everything together yesterday. So.
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you. You know, we talk together a lot.
Yeah.
But now I can put a face.
With the name.
I'm talking to.
Yep.
And that's great.
You bet. And I almost thought that I might get to drum for you a little bit yesterday, because when you started to play, you said, oh, I need a drummer. And my heart skipped the beat because I thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to call on me. And here they got Jim Bartusik up there for you.
Yeah, great.
Who, Nancy Buckentine was playing the keyboard for you.
Yep.
And who was the bass player? Do you know?
Frank Gillespie.
Oh, that was Frank playing tuba.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's great, yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. And you and I had talked before you started playing. We both agreed that tuba, that's just a necessity for old-time music.
Right.
I mean,
other than when we play in nursing homes, I don't go without a tuba.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah, okay. Good for you.
And a lot of tubas played with my band since in 87 when I left the Dorster band and I started my own, you know.
Yeah.
And Doug Young was one of the first tuba players.
Oh, you had Doug, okay.
He did the first recording. That's Doug Young on there.
Oh, my gosh.
He was excellent, too, yeah.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So what concertina were you playing yesterday at the Concertina Bowl?
I had the Hangul number 48.
Hangul 48 from Christy.
QC.
Yeah. Oh, okay, QC. All right. Yeah, and boy, you played some nice numbers. You started out with the Nebraska Polka.
That's a nice number.
That is a nice number. A nice tuba solo in there.
Yep.
And Frank, he took her right, he handled it just lickety-split.
Right.
You bet.
And then we were asked to play it again when I played in the other wall.
Oh, did you?
The other hall.
Oh, yeah.
And Gary Schrader played that. He, too.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing, too.
Yes, another great tuba player. You bet.
Yeah, he's great, yeah.
You bet. And then we heard you play the Schumacher Polka. That was a good number. And you did some two-step numbers. You, as you play, you favor doing two steps, or do you like waltzes or polkas better? What's your favorite?
Well, whatever the people want. I'm into polkas and waltzes, schottisches.
Yep.
And mazurkas and all that stuff. And,
sure. Okay.
And, the old time, but two steps are good too.
Okay. Yeah, that's what a lot of the people, and the average age of the dancers has really increased. I mean, when you look at the dance floor there, I'm 72, but I felt like a youngster out there because I think a lot of them were 80s and 90s out there dancing, huh?
Yeah. The young people didn't pick up on it.
No, they haven't yet. Although there was a few young ones there yesterday. I knew some of them there. But on the average, a lot of our people dancing to our music are that elderly age. And I think that's what keeps them going. The dancing, it's great exercise, and it just boosts the spirit.
It keeps you young.
Yeah, for sure.
Age only becomes a number.
That's right. So, Ray, when you began playing the concertina, were you self-taught or did you take lessons from somebody?
Primarily self-taught.
Pretty
and
much.
And I took pointers from friends,
Okay.
And then I took actual music lessons after a while because you're limited to, by playing by the numbers, you're kind of limited.
Yep.
And so I read... Not very well, but I read enough to get me where I am.
Sure, absolutely. You bet. So can you mention some of the concertina players that as you were playing you kind of looked up to or enjoyed working with or thought?
Well, actually, when I first heard the Whoopi John Band, that was in early 30s or whatever.
Okay, yep.
When he had that little... He had that little triple consonant in the band.
Yep.
He was the first because when I heard that's what I wanted to play.
Yeah.
So I remember the old Chicago Waltz, Ellen Polkin.
Oh, yeah.
And Whoopi John Band, the concertina band, the original band.
Yeah.
That still stayed with me.
Okay.
And then we progressed, and then the six-pack, that's what come out with some nice songs. The Old Lady Polka and the Minnesota Polka and... Oh, that was, I was in heaven when I heard that.
I bet, uh-huh.
And then local bands, and Babe Wagner came out, and Fitz Fritchie, all those bands, and Bernie Roberts here in Wisconsin, and it all made sense,
Yep.
That was me,
Absolutely. Absolutely. You bet. I imagine you're good friends with all of them. If I mention names, Donnie Klossner, Carl Hartwig, Brian Brigham, Gary Brigham, them all.
I know them all. Brian, when Brian plays out there, we get together and
we play
a couple of duets together. And there's some young ones doing well, like Adam Sandhurst is fine.
Yeah.
And other bands, and it takes time,
Yep. And it's kind of sad because the opportunities aren't there nowadays like we had when we were.
Exactly.
You take like Andrew Gravin, he's a great young concertina player from Wisconsin. There, I'm not sure if you know him or have seen him.
Oh yeah, right. He's
really good.
I had him play. We played a duet, concertina holiday.
Okay.
And I played. He played lead, and
harmonized.
Did the harmony for him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's good.
Yep, and there's Blake Klostermeyer over here in Minnesota, another young one. And You mentioned Adam Sandhurst. We lost a good one last year, just a year ago. Dale Damon, he was at the Concertina Bowl, and sadly, he lost his life there. So, but there are. Do you know Nathan Newman from Central Minnesota here at all?
I've heard of him. I don't know him personally.
Okay, yeah, he was there yesterday, but I don't think he played at all. But I seen him there at a distance yesterday. So there's a few good ones, but probably not as many as like there were back in the years when you and I were growing up.
Yeah, that Dane Dutchford.
Oh yeah.
Group. That's a mighty fine group.
Yes, Dane Molden there. He's a wonderful concertina player, and everybody gets their little bit of personality or charisma. It seems like some of them. You know, you're such a tall, lanky guy and just a clean cut. And then you get Dane, he's got the big beard and always wears the Whoopi John hat, you know. And yeah, you just look for the different personalities when you see the different bands play.
Yeah, and, you know, Jerry Schuck, Johnny Gogg.
Yes.
All wonderful players.
Oh, man. And sadly, they're all gone.
Donnie Klossner, Elmerscheid.
Yeah, yeah. Donnie's still here. Donnie Klossner's still here. I talk to him every now and then.
Last time I seen him, when we had a polka thing at Hartford, Wisconsin.
Okay.
The Chandelier Ballroom, yeah.
Sure. I just have to ask you, Ray, did you know George Matza? With the Six Fat Dutchman?
Yeah, I knew him.
Yeah.
But it's more like in passing, because, I don't know, he did arrangements for Six Fat, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a trumpet player. And he was leading the band now at the end after Harold had passed away. He had taken over the library and had the band. Uh-huh. And he passed away last week. I don't know if you had heard. But
yeah, right. I read that. Yeah,
yeah, January 18th. So sad news there from the Six Fat Dutchman there. But yeah, everybody has their time. So
that's right.
You bet. Well, our time is running down, Ray. And I usually ask you at this time, ask the guest if they have a memory that they want to share with the listeners, and I don't remember what you told us the last time, so what have you got for us today?
Well, I just remember the good times, meeting the people.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's the people that walk in that door where you're playing, you know.
Yeah, that is so true, and you've played a lot of...
I've met so many people, that friends, that's immeasurable in value. It's just, and that's... And all the musician friends, you know.
Yep.
That's what it's all about. It's about life, you know.
Sure. And you've played a lot of beautiful ballrooms over the years, huh?
Yep. I did. We toured Europe, and of course, with this four-piece band, I played in 12 different states. And the last time we played out of state was we played a wedding in Red Lodge, Montana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
But then that's because of friends, you know.
You bet. You bet. Well, I'll tell you, we just want to thank you so much, Ray, for coming to Minnesota, being part of that Concertina Bowl. And it was just a pleasure meeting you. And we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us today on our Musicians Come and Play, reminiscing about some of the good old times. You know, I hope to see you again sometime.
Time yesterday, my family and I, it was great. It was awesome.
There you go. So with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But Ray, you have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much. And thank you again for everything you've done for me.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good. I'll be with you in just a moment. And there he goes, Mr. Ray Conkle, our 493rd guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Ray in just a moment. Thank you. Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up there. Musicians Come and Play wrapping up our 493rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And Ray Kunkel, our guest today. And boy, you know, if Webster's Dictionary, if they had definitions for terms, nice guy in there, you know you'd see Ray's picture because he is truly a nice guy. Just such a pleasure meeting him yesterday. You know, like Cliff Mitchell here at the station used to always say, he puts his shoes and socks on the same way as we do. He is truly a nice guy. And besides a bonus there, he can play that concertina. Just to prove it right now, here he is with the Four Beers Polka, Ray Kunkel. Ray Kunkel there. Boy, I don't know if anybody does it any better. That's the Four Beers Polka. Ray Kunkel on the concertina. 19 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 37 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice waltz tune by Ray Kunkel, one called Florence's Waltz. Thank you. Ray Kunkel, yes, one called Florence's Waltz. Beautiful number there by Ray Kunkel here on KASM. Old time polka time once again. Here's a standard one called the Guido Polka. Ray Kunkel. Ray Kunkel and his group there with one called the Guido Polka. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 37 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. Always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang, and she texts me some information and says, "Happy Sunday, Cy. Jeannie B's Tours excited to tell everyone that this week begins the 2024 meet and greet sessions at various locations throughout the Chasm listening area. Join Jeannie B and staff for treats, tour schedules, and information about the many tours planned for this year. You will hear about one-day outings, minications that are 1 to 3 day getaways, as well as extended adventures. There will be slide presentations on certain days for the Jeannie B's tour flyout tours. So, February 1st, that's a week from tomorrow, I think that is. Let me look at my calendar. No, that's this coming Thursday is when the first one is. This coming Thursday, and that's going to be at the Tutti Frutti Kitchen in Sox Center. Jeannie will be there from 9 until 10:30, and then at the Traveler's Inn, downtown Alexandria, from 1 until 2:30. On February 5th, they'll be at the Avon Cabin Cafe from 10. And let me see, what else does she say? 10 until 11. There you go. Cabin Cafe, 10 until 11. And then Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe from 1:30 until 3. On February 7th, you can join Jeannie B at the Gather Cafe Shop in Glenwood from 9 until 10. The Painesville Senior Center, the meet and greets will host on February 8th from 9 until 10. And then at Perkins at Crossroads locations from 1 until 2:30. Now, if you are interested in the 2024 Jeannie B flyout tours, that include Ireland, Alaska, Germany, and Austria, Canadian Rockies, Fall Colors of New England, and great Canadian cities. Be sure to attend the slide presentation of these tours on February 9th. That's going to be at Jill's Cafe in Richmond from 9 until 11, and then at Charlie's Cafe in Freeport from 1 until 3. You can learn all you want to know about these destinations. Jeannie B Tours is busy taking reservations for all of the 2024 tours, so now is the time to call 320-345-1581 to reserve your seats. Gather your group. Call Jeannie B to arrange a private, personalized meet and greet for your group. Their office and expertise will do all the work involved to organize a family tour. You just pick the destination. Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And yes, that is information from Jeannie B's Tours. Is a great sponsor for our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And, you know, if you've got any inclination to do any traveling, Jeannie B's, that is the way to go. Check her out. Yes, she keeps those trips so exciting, entertaining. You'll come away having tried all kinds of homemade fudge and cookies and banana bread and cakes and cranberry bread. I'll tell you, she's just a busybody. You won't catch her sitting on the couch watching TV. She's making gifts for door prizes, and so there's always treats and gifts and things to do as you're traveling. You will thoroughly enjoy yourself. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on Chasm today. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 37 our temperature here in Albany. We get back to the music of Ray Kunkel. Ray does a nice job on the two steps and foxtrots. Here he is with one called Jamaica Farewell. So smooth. Yes, Mr. Ray Kunkel. One called Jamaica Farewell Holiday, or Foxtrot. And boy, I'll tell you, if you're a young concertina player or wanting to be a young concertina player out there listening in, that is who you'd want to pattern yourself after. Listen to the music of Ray Kunkel. He is so smooth and so in control. That is how I would want to play the concertina. Right now, it's Old Time Polka Time with one called the St. Paul Polka, Ray Kunkel. Thank you. Conkle with the St. Paul Polka. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time for just a couple more selections. Here is Ray with one called Ein Prosit, Hofbräuhaus Waltz Medley. Ray Kunkel with the Ein Prosit and Hofbräuhaus Medley, a waltz there for you. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 37 our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice Babe Wagner number, one that Babe Wagner recorded back in the days. Sweet Wagner actually arranged it for the band, and it's one called the Evening Shadows Waltz. Ray Kunkel. We'll be right back. Conkle there with one called The Evening Shadows Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.